Listener Production.
Good morning, Tessa Randello here with you. The Premier's calling on Canberra to pull its weight in the health system. It comes after the Tasmanian government released data showing 51% of patients in Tassie hospitals couldn't be discharged because they're waiting on aged care placements or an NDIS package. Jeremy Rockliffe saying the backlog is putting more pressure on the state's hospitals. Local Aboriginal groups are hoping that Hobart Council's decision to move citizenship ceremonies away from January 26 prompts action from the federal government. Chairman of the Aboriginal Land Council, Michael Mansell, says the tide's turning on January 26.
Big supermarkets like Woolworths giving people the option of working that day or not working that day. So industry is noting the discussion and likelihood of the change of date is inevitable.
Meantime, the CPSU is calling for Tassie public service workers to be allowed to choose whether they work or not on January 26. Unions are backing a merge to Tasmania's fire and emergency services to come under one agency. It aims to fix governance and communication issues, which was revealed as a major issue in earlier reports. The United Fire Union's Lee Hill says they're keen to see the service streamlined.
This new system gives the chief officer the ability to report straight to or talk straight to the minister and the government of the day.
And the very first announcement's been made about this year's Dark Mofo with A Divine Comedy playing from June 16 to 18. In the Oz Open, Novak Djokovic is back on court tonight for his quarterfinal up against Russian Andrei Rublev as he continues his quest for a 10th title in Melbourne. The test captain, Pat Cummins, is latest to support the Aussie women's cricketer, Ash Gardner, who's called out Cricket Australia for scheduling an Australia Day T20 international in Hobart. And later today, the Hurricanes are heading to the north to face Brisbane in the Big Bash this afternoon. It gets started at 1:40 p.m.